This is Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net with Astro Insight for January 2023. No barreling into this new year. Moseying is more like it, with moments of looking over our shoulders, retracing our steps, and tripping now and again when devices go rogue. We'll be chatting and playing with friends as we slow walk into 2023 until, all of a sudden, the new year vibe hits at last. The shift in focus fits the imagery of the Roman god for whom the month is named. Janus had two faces, one looking behind and the other ahead. For the first two-thirds of the month, we've got his backward gaze, and then we face the future. The delayed start comes from both Mercury and Mars being retrograde for the first 12 days of the month. This double whammy is amplifying the complications and developments we've been experiencing since Mars went retrograde at the end of October. His backward march has at times felt as if Mercury were retrograde, because Mars is in a sign ruled by the cosmic messenger. As of December 29, Mercury is actually retrograde as well in the Earth sign of Capricorn, adding concrete, practical, real-world ramifications to the proceedings, or lack of them. The impact is going to be hard to miss. The dual retrogrades of Mercury and Mars slow the pace and turn attention every which way but forward. The upside? When life plays out in slow-mo, there's all the more time to examine what is swirling around you and in your mind. There's certainly plenty to observe. Everything's going double now. Confusion, misunderstandings, misinformation, argumentativeness, and above all, mechanical and technology glitches. Ghosts are in full force, with people from the past crossing your path, waving hello online or in person, showing up in dreams, and wafting through your thoughts. Breaking news promises to be relentless for you personally, as well as for the collective, especially for the collective. The slow-mo flurry has another upside: abundant second looks, second conversations, and do-overs. Unfinished business is ripe for revisiting. Some of it may track you down. Agreements and understandings may not be as firm as previously thought. You could find openings to renegotiate and rewrite them based on information that turns up now. Read more about Mercury retrograde in my 2023 survival guide at Ohm Times. It won't be boring, and you aren't likely to be alone. Pals are all around if you choose to engage for discussing M-planet shenanigans and other aspects of life. Group activity is on the upswing with social director Venus in the friendship zone of Aquarius January 2nd to 25th. She's trading in focus on the long term for valuing connections, groups, and networks, and exchanging commitment and security for breathing room, and lots of it. That preference doesn't fall to the inherent sentimentality of the Cancer full moon January 6th, which uncharacteristically comes with features supporting distance, freedom, and fresh perspectives. Retrograde Mercury's opposition to the moon puts some of the Cancerian bent for emotional security out of reach, perhaps by delivering info or realizations that challenge it, or, at the other extreme, impeding emotional expression. While a sextile from quick change artist Uranus opens the door to awakening and space. Changing and rearranging aren't damaging. Core connections are getting along just fine as Venus trines retrograde Mars January 9th and encourages putting desires into words and action. The real action, though, comes mid-month. The year finally starts energetically when Mars and Mercury turn direct January 12th and 18th, and it's all systems go at last. Mercury's direct station sees emotional baggage dropping and personal power coming into sharper focus. The Sun meets Pluto January 18th for purifying and simplifying before moving into Aquarius January 20th. That Ingress has a decidedly future-forward streak. Take note, if you can, of how you feel about yourself and your life when the sun hits 0 degrees Aquarius. That's setting the stage for the bigger action to come when Pluto sits on that degree from March 23rd to June 11th and is squared there by Jupiter May 17th. Team Future is the place to be at the Aquarius new moon January 21st. Fueled by adventurous go-getter Jupiter in Aries, it blasts us into new horizons, which come more into view in March and May. Watch this space. The blast-off is high energy, but controlled. A conjunction between Venus and Saturn, January 22nd, brings structure and commitment to desires, relationships, and newfangled visions. And new is definitely the order of the day, and week, and year. Radical change agent Uranus stations direct that same day opposite the very degree of the May Scorpio full moon lunar eclipse. Changes and disruptions that have been stirring during his 6-month retrograde move ahead, while others are teed up for illumination and release at the May eclipse. After the new moon, the atmosphere grows softer, sweeter, gentler. Starting January 25th, we're less inclined to keep a friendly distance and more inclined to dive into romanticizing and fantasy. The cause is Venus in Pisces, her happiest of places, coaxing out the mystics, mermaids, and poets among us. She encourages blissful escaping, dreaming, and seeing the best in others. That last bit goes along with the improved communication that's possible as the month ends. We can put ourselves forward and put agendas easily into words and action with the sun trining Mars January 29th. Our minds are uncommonly open, too, with Mercury trine Uranus the same day. It's as if we have lightning rods drawing epiphanies and innovation down into the most practical and concrete areas of life. You may get a different slant on sagas from Mercury's recent retrograde, or sudden insight into what best to do with or about them. And likely, another pointer to the new horizons 2023 is bringing. You can get a head start on exploring those new horizons in my Writing Your 2023 workshop with Donna Woodwell on Wednesday, January 4th. Look for the link below. I'm Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. Visit my site, empowermentunlimited.net, to sign up for my mailing list, listen to my weekly podcasts, and book a session with me. I host the show Celestial Compass on Om Times Radio on the first and third Monday of every month at 5 p.m. Eastern. I also host lively conversation on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and the group, the Astro Insight Lounge. I have lots of bonus content at patreon.com/Kathy Beal, and I'm really grateful to the people who support my work there. I'm on Instagram at KA Beal and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian Channel.